Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. It is 8 minutes after the hour, wherever you're sitting. Third hour of the Power Hour today, and we are so honored to have Jeffrey Smith join us. He has been involved with genetically modified foods for nearly a decade. However, I got to say that to him, we probably wouldn't even know about genetically modified foods if it wasn't for his tremendous involvement in this subject, because he is the passion behind our learning about genetically modified foods. I got to tell you, he is the source of information. He has written, of course, we carry the books. We carry the DVD at the Power Hour, so we'll talk more about that, genetic roulette and also hidden dangers in kids' meals. And I'm so pleased to have him join us today. Thank you so much, Jeffrey Smith, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Great to be back.
I got to tell you, sir, you impressed me on Dr. Oz the other day. That was outstanding.
Yeah, he didn't give much time. What was interesting was he announced, he said, the opposition, or those who are advocates of GMOs, refused to be on stage with
yes.
me.
Yes!
They had to choreograph where I had to get up, leave the stage, and then they would come on. And as soon as she started opening her mouth, I realized, now I see why. Everything she's saying was false, easily combated with the truth, but I wasn't there to do it. So that was the way they got away with lying on television.
Well, Dr. Oz said that he had never had that experience before in which the other guest would not come on while you were still on stage. Now that, I mean, I think that's really amazing that he would even go that extra mile to do that because, you know, he probably could have said, fine, then just don't be on. But he did that so that he could, continue that discussion. And he gave the disclaimer also, or it admitted that his wife also has been involved in the campaign of genetically modified foods also.
Well, he admitted that she was the narrator on my film, Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives, and then he specifically asked some questions about the film. So, and it was nice, and they had the name of the movie under my face, and it's available free online for people to see right now in this month, so I think it was a good advertisement.
Oh, it was awesome. It really was, and you handled yourself so well. I mean, there's no way that anyone could not listen to you and say, I need to rethink this whole issue if, in fact, they're eating GM foods, in which pretty much everybody is. Let me ask you, if you wouldn't mind, please give us the worst-case scenario from everything that you have studied about genetically modified foods, the worst-case scenario for genetically modified foods, and then the best-case scenario.
Well, when you say worst-case scenario, do you mean what it could be doing to us?
Yes, worst case. What's going to happen 10 years from now for our eating genetically modified foods?
All right, there's a few of them, and it's actually fun to look at the worst-case scenario from the one perspective. Right now, we just heard the results of a French study that was so devastating in its findings that Russia banned genetically modified corn within days. They had fed rats genetically engineered Roundup Ready corn. This is genetically engineered with bacterial genes to allow the corn not to die when sprayed with Roundup herbicide. Most of the genetically engineered crops are herbicide tolerant, and most of those are Roundup Ready. And these Roundup Ready corn pieces fed to rats over 2 years, the rats ended up with up to 80% tumors of the mammary glands for the females, up to 50% tumors and cancer for the males, organ damage, liver and kidneys, as well as pituitary, and they died at two or three times the rate. Now, the animals that were affected were not only eating the genetically engineered corn that was treated with Roundup, which is how it's grown, but also the corn without the Roundup. They grew the genetically engineered Roundup Ready corn, but never sprayed it, so the corn itself was carcinogenic and toxic. And then they also found that the rats that were fed the Roundup itself without any corn, just tiny amounts of Roundup in the water, less than the allowable level of Roundup in the water supply, they also developed cancer and early death and organ damage. Now, the Roundup in the U.S. is in massive amounts being used. It's in our water supply. It's in the rain samples. It's in the air samples. It's in the urine of city dwellers in Germany. It's in the blood of pregnant women and children. So it in itself, if it's promoting early death, organ damage, and cancer at levels that are already in our drinking water, that starts out as a worst-case scenario, mm-hmm. but it doesn't end there. The corn that's being consumed right now not only has levels of Roundup in it, and Roundup itself is patented to kill gut bacteria, the positive gut bacteria, not the E. coli, salmonella, and botulism. So as we're eating it, it can be destroying some of the gut balance in there. It also chelates minerals, making them unavailable so we can end up nutrient deficient as the plants are that are sprayed with Roundup, as the animals are who eat the Roundup-ready crops. But Roundup is also linked to birth defect and endocrine disruption. So the animals that have been fed Roundup-ready crops in other experiments have had changes to their testicles, uterus, and ovaries. More than half of the babies dying within 3 weeks compared to only a 10% death rate among controls. By the third generation, in hamsters, almost all were sterile. Some had hair growing in their mouths. They also died at four or five times the rate. So we're talking about a ticking time bomb here of damage just from Roundup itself. But as I was saying, it gets worse if you want the worst-case scenario. And you asked for it, Jim.
Yes.
The corn that we're eating now is not only Roundup ready, but it also has BT toxin in it, a gene from soil bacteria that creates a toxin that's designed to kill insects by poking holes in their gut, little holes in the cell walls. Now, they said, oh, don't worry, it won't have any effect on human cells. Well, this year, in a study in the Journal of Applied Toxicology, it was found to poke holes in human cells, and the author said this appears to be the same mechanism that it kills insects. Now, they also said, the EPA and Monsanto said, don't worry, BT toxin is destroyed in the digestive process in humans, so it will have no effect. Well, that was overturned last year when the BT toxin from Monsanto's corn was found in our bloodstream, in the bloodstream of pregnant women and their unborn fetuses. So we have now, in addition to the Roundup in the corn, we have a toxin which pokes holes in human cells and might actually create leaky gut, which is linked to cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, food allergies, autoimmune disease, and inflammation, among others. So we have now already in the U.S. population, since GMOs were introduced, the kind of disorders and diseases that one might predict as a result of the Roundup and the BT toxin. We have gastrointestinal disorders, immune system problems, we have reproductive problems, and we have organ damage as well as increase in certain cancers. So we may already be seeing an unfoldment of, let's say, a very bad scenario. It's not worst case because I haven't even gotten started yet.
Well, in your book, by the way, Genetic Roulette, listeners, this is the Bible of information on genetically modified foods. Genetic Roulette is available at the Power Mall. And the first section, you talk about rats fed GM tomatoes got bleeding stomachs, several died. Rats fed BT corn had multiple health problems. Mice fed BT potatoes had intestinal damage. My goodness, I mean, sheep died after grazing in BT cotton fields. I mean, on and on, the subject of BT, and amazing that the doctor, the female doctor that came on after you, who said not only does she think they're safe, but she thinks they're more than healthy than regular conventional foods. I could not believe that.
Yeah,
she would actually say
trick.
That.
It's a PR trick, Joyce. What you do is you take whatever you're vulnerable at, like you're vulnerable for health issues, they say it's healthier. Because the technology is imprecise and random, they say it's more precise. Because it's very dangerous for the environment, they say it's more sustainable. They do it exactly the opposite of where they're vulnerable to create a sense of, well, I'm confused. She said, he said. So they create that dynamic, knowing that they're lying, but they do it in extreme. I was calling the National Institutes of Health once, saying, a pro-GMO advocate said that you believe that GMOs are not any different in terms of their risk than conventional foods. And she laughed and said, well, if we didn't think they were more risky, why would we have done two reports on them? So, mm-hmm. You know, what she said, what this woman Martina said from UC Davis, is not at all in line with what the world world thinks, and even the pro-GM organizations acknowledge risks that she's unwilling to say on TV because of this PR stunt.
Well, in Genetic Roulette, which I mean this, listeners, Genetic Roulette is the book to get, the documented health risks of genetically engineered foods. How, you know, you have documented this in here. It's amazing the amount of work that you have gone to make sure that this, I mean, you've got pages and pages of endnotes here. But how is it that they are able to just discount all this information? What do they do? Say, Jeffrey Smith and his book, don't pay any attention to it. I mean, how do they discount all this documentation?
It's interesting. We analyze that also in the book in part three, how we show how they rig their research to avoid finding problems and then use unscientific arguments to dismiss, distort, and deny. So what we have is an example already from last month's French study. The French study was so incriminating that it should have caused a ban of genetically modified corn all over the world. Russia banned it, and there's a lot of energy to ban it in other places. But there's also captive regulators around the world who will simply use whatever excuse that Monsanto comes up with to say, oh, it wasn't a problem. And the first reaction they said was, oh, they used Sprague Dawley rats, which are prone to cancer, so you have to dismiss all of the tumors and cancer because the rats would have gotten them anyway. Well, first of all, the control group only had about 20% tumors, and the treated group had up to 50 or 80%, depending on the sex.
Wow.
And that's, you don't dismiss when you're growing the rats in identical conditions and the only change is the feed. Second, Monsanto's own studies and a lot of the ones that were used to submit to the regulators for Roundup and for Roundup Ready Crop used the exact same rats.
Unbelievable. We'll be back. The website, geneticroulette.com, geneticroulettemovie.com. There's several websites you can go to. It'll all be in the email blast. You'll get it at 5 p.m. today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Smith and the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Whitener toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial property. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad red, but destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Whitener toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
What is so unique about your oregano oil? Why is it different than so many others on the market?
The government has its rules, and I understand those. I'm an independent right now, and so I'm going to tell you what I know. You're talking 100% wild, no farm-raised to combine it and spray pesticide. Wild oregano grows in the rocks. up to 12,000 feet above sea level. You're going to compare that to something raised on a farm somewhere? That's not the same as a wild plant, hand-picked in the mountains. If it's truly wild oregano 100%, it obliterated the viruses. It destroyed them in 20 minutes, 100% destruction of the human coronavirus, SARS, flu, cold. You have to obliterate it now.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. 1-877-817-9829. And buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
You are listening to a special encore of The Power Hour.
Four minutes after the hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. We have the book at the Power Mall called Seeds of Deception. It is an international bestseller exposing industry and government lies about the safety of the genetically engineered foods by Jeffrey Smith. We also have Hidden Dangers in Kids' Meals. I mean, this is so powerful, ladies and gentlemen. It's three different videos. Why remove the genetically engineered foods in schools? Hidden dangers of genetically engineered foods and their cover-up, and the impact of healthy food in a project in a Wisconsin school. We also have Genetic Roulette, the DVD, which is 85 minutes, the book Genetic Roulette at the Power Mall. And the Genetic Roulette book is on special. Rosie put it on special for you all. She wants you to get it, $24.75. The DVD is $17.50. Call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. You know, Jeffrey, if I were to go in the grocery store, and as I many times do, I'll say, wow, it's a shame that 80% of all the food in here is genetically modified. Then people will say, oh, what does that mean? You know, a lot of people still don't know, regardless of your work. What is it, or how can we respond in a minute or a minute and a half when they say, what is genetically engineered food? How can we respond concisely?
Well, for thousands of years, we've been crossbreeding between varieties of the same species. But you can't change it. You can't have a tomato mate with a pig. You can put them in a room and lower the lights and put some music, serve some wine. It's not going to happen. However, you can take a gene from the pig and put it into the tomato. You can take a gene from a human and put it into rice. They put genes from spiders into goats to try and get the goat to make spiderweb protein in its milk to make bulletproof vests. I'm not making this up.
Wow.
So they're swapping genes between species. The very process itself creates massive collateral damage, and so there's so many unpredicted side effects that they don't test for, and what they do put the genes in there for, creating insecticides right in the plant or with standing doses of toxic herbicide, isn't healthy either. Now, even though about 80% or so of the foods in the supermarket are genetically engineered, it's basically they contain derivatives of only 8 genetically modified food crops. That's all there is in terms of direct for what we eat. That's soy, corn, cottonseed oil, canola oil, sugar from sugar beets, and then those are the main ones. And then there's some papaya from Hawaii or China and some zucchini and crookneck squash, and also alfalfa is used as hay for animals. And that's it. They haven't genetically engineered wheat or rice or most of what's in the produce section, but they want to. And all of those items, every single fruit and vegetable, has been genetically engineered and is somewhere in the pipeline waiting to be introduced if we let our guard down.
So there's a difference between hybrid and genetically modified or genetically
completely
engineered.
Different, right.
Okay, and I think that's important for people to understand. Now, I happen to buy organic whenever I can. Well, I buy organic. I have to drive sometimes 3 hours away to do it, but I will buy organic. To me, that is my only way of being able to guarantee that I'm going to have as close to God's food versus man's food that I can possibly get. Is that the answer?
That's one of the answers. We have four tips. Buying organic is the first one. Second is buy products that say non-GMO on the label, and that label is one of the fastest growing claims in America for the last 3 years because we're seeing the rise of a tipping point. Third, we've gathered those brands that have the most powerful label, non-GMO Project Verified, and put them in our shopping guide. So there's over 4,000 products that you can access at non-GMOshoppingguide.com or in the free download for iPhones, Shop No GMO. And then the fourth is, if you look at a product and it doesn't say organic and it doesn't say non-GMO and it's not listed in the shopping guide, you can still avoid GMOs by understanding the at-risk ingredients and making sure that it's not in the label panel. And so we list the at-risk ingredients in our shopping guide, but basically it's the derivatives primarily of soy and corn.
Okay. Now, the interesting part is that you say wheat has not been genetically modified. Now, the physician that wrote the book on wheat belly sort of talks about in terms of the fact that he believes that wheat has been genetically modified. Is he talking about hybridized?
He's using a different terminology. When we say genetically modified, we in the GMO movement, in genetic engineering, talk about swapping genes between species in a laboratory.
Oh, okay.
Some people use the word genetic modification more broadly, meaning that we have been selecting, in the case of wheat, for high levels of gluten and certain types of gluten, and many people blame that on the rise of gluten sensitivity.
Okay, when we come back from this break, I want to talk about your program that you did, or your statement on gluten-free foods or on gluten. We'll be back. 3 minute break with Jeffrey Smith. This is Joyce Riley.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X 4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 33 minutes after the hour. Remember, we say do business with the good guys. Buy local. Buy your produce local. Find out what they're doing, how they are preparing your food, or what seeds they use. Also, buy your not only your produce, but your livestock, whatever it is. If you eat meat, then get it local and know what they're putting into that meat or into those cows and into those chickens. So please do the right thing and then purchase from the Power Mall. We have organic foods at the Power Mall. You can go to thepowermall.com. And then we also recommend greenpolkadotbox.com. I am thrilled with all the good stuff that they do at greenpolkadotbox.com. And you can call them at 877-POLKADOT, 877-POLKADOT. Our guest today is Jeffrey Smith, and his items are at the Power Mall, Hidden Dangers in Kids' Meals, the book, The Standard, Seeds of Deception, and also Genetic Roulette, available at the Power Mall. Jeffrey, I think I might have confused my listeners by not clarifying the difference between genetically modified and genetically engineered. Would you mind doing that, please, for us?
Sure. Well, I use the term interchangeably, but the probiotic people decided to obscure it by purposely confusing people. So you're not alone by design. Genetic engineering or genetic modification, in my interpretation, where they take genes from one species and isolate them and transfer them and using a gene gun, typically, and shooting the genes into a plate of cells. It's a lot of things, but it's not sexual reproduction. It's not natural. The genetic modification that's being used by people like Martina, who are on Dr. Oz after me, this week, say, oh, we've been genetically modifying things for hundreds of years. Well, yes, we've been selectively breeding, we've been hybridizing, we've been saving seeds. So that's what we've done with wheat. We have done selective breeding, but we haven't inserted genes that make the wheat Roundup ready or produce their own toxic insecticide. Monsanto wants to, and they're trying to lobby for it, but so far we've held the line.
All right. And when I was in the military, I was just going to the military, there was an article about Stars and Stripes saying that, good news, you will be able to eat your potatoes and get your vaccines in your potatoes, as if it was happening already. It wasn't one of those 10 years from now we'll be able to do this kind of thing. Do we know that they are not medicating us through our food system?
Well, we don't know anything about the stealth opportunities. I mean, right now we have a history, for example, of the tobacco companies growing genetically engineered tobacco illegally in Brazil, then smuggling it in the United States and putting cigarette of high nicotine content for greater ability to cause addiction into U.S. tobacco. And so we didn't know that that was the case. So there, people can be doing anything in the background. And with genetic engineering, it's just, you know, the sky's the limit. They could possibly do behavior-altering genes, mood-altering genes, health-altering genes, et cetera. And that's unfortunately the power of being able to move the library of genetics between species on an individual basis. And they're, in a sense, they're playing God by creating new organisms, but at the same time, they're creating side effects that no one can predict, and there's hardly any research to evaluate it. And when they do look at the side effects, they can be devastating.
Now, a question then from the other side is, well, then how do we feed the U.S. population without genetically modified organisms? And if they were banned tomorrow, how many people in the U.S. would go hungry for lack of calories?
Well, first of all, the experts realize that GMOs have nothing to offer feeding a hungry world. The most comprehensive evaluation of feeding the world was done in a report called the ISTAT Report, which was written by more than 400 scientists over 3 years, signed on by 58 countries, and it said the current generation of GMOs have nothing to offer feeding the hungry world, eradicating poverty, or creating sustainable agriculture. So that's a myth propagated by the public relations firms, and actually GMOs work against feeding the hungry world. They lower yield, they concentrate the ownership of agriculture, they stop, at this current rate, farmers from saving seeds through contractual obligations, et cetera, et cetera. And if we converted the entire planet to organic, sustainable, we would increase yield by 50%. The average GMO actually reduces yield. So we have a situation where people have been fed a bunch of lies, and a very expensive lies, at least $250 million worth of lies in advertising saying that GMOs will feed the world. Now, if we eliminated GMOs today, and they were banned immediately, that would be a problem because we have 94% of the acreage for soy and 88% of the acreage for corn, and about 94% of cotton out there is genetically engineered. And so that's a large amount of the animal feed. So it would have to be phased out over some growing seasons so there could be growing enough seeds. We won't have enough seeds to do it all at once. However, I'm in California today, and Prop 37 is going to require a labeling of direct food inputs that are genetically engineered, and if there is enough to make that conversion, and if it then goes converted to animal feed as well, it can be phased in over time.
Hmm. Now, where, if you're out traveling, as you do much of the time, how do you protect yourself from these foods? What do you do? And let's talk about just in reality. And by the way, I want to open up the phone line so you have a chance to talk to him. 855-99-JOYCE. 855-99-JOYCE. If you have a question or comment for Jeffrey Smith today, 855-995-6923. How do we, in the world, in the real world, how do you function when you're traveling, going on airplanes? What do you do to protect yourself from these foods, you and your family?
Well, I have been traveling consistently for 9 years. I've been on the road for 3 months promoting labeling of GMOs in California. It'll be voted on Election Day. And when I go to a restaurant, I go to a restaurant that cooks from scratch, not a fast food restaurant, because fast food restaurants have GMOs throughout the menu, and you can't see them. But you can see the main GMOs in a food that's cooked from scratch as corn, or soy in some cases. If you use soy sauce, you have to know about that. But the invisible ones are often the vegetable oil, which could be soybean oil or canola oil, cottonseed oil or corn oil, or it could be the salad dressing. So I always ask, what oil do you cook in? And if they say soybean oil, I say, do you have pure olive oil, or can you cook something for me without oil, or I find another oil source? And then sometimes in some restaurants, I just don't go there because every single thing on the menu is cooked in genetically engineered oil. And so it's harder with Mexican and Chinese. It's easier with Italian and Greek, depending on the oils. And so I always carry food with me whenever I travel so that if I'm hungry and I don't see something that I consider to be food, I can be satisfied.
So it's not easy, though. I mean, it takes some work. And for people who think they're raising children and, everybody goes to school and everybody eats the lunch food at school, that's not a good thing. And there is something and some people can do about that, but a lot of people just say, that's just the way the world's doing it now.
Well, you know, thousands of doctors are now prescribing non-GMO diets to their patients, and we interview the doctors, we interview the patients, and we solicit comments from people who've removed GMOs. And the impact is so sensational on health. I mean, sometimes within days, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, acne, other skin conditions, allergies, asthma, infertility, headaches, lethargy, lots of things tend to go away or get better. And when people realize that they're feeling better and that their symptoms are abating as a result, then it's not such a burden. It's actually very important. But yeah, it is a lifestyle choice, and the thing is people have to take the lifestyle that they can handle. In other words, some people will say, like you, I'll only buy organic when I go shopping. And so the house itself will be non-GMO, and when they go out they'll be more liberal because that's what they need for their particular lifestyle, or people that are in prison, or people that eat in a school cafeteria, they don't have as much control. So we do what we can, but I tell you, when people remove GMOs, and I ask people every night when I speak, and I'm going to a different city every night, when you remove GMOs, how many people have felt better in their health? Last night it was 20 people in the audience, which was a significant percentage, and then we asked them what symptoms, and I described some of the symptoms that were related to me last night as they're related every single night.
Wow. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got lots of people that want to talk to you. I am just overwhelmed with the idea that we have got to do something about this Prop 37. Listeners, I don't think there would be a Prop 37 if it weren't for the work of Jeffrey Smith. And we need to go and support him at his website at geneticroulette.com. What's the best way to support you so that you can continue doing what you're doing?
Okay, the main website, we've got several. The main website is responsibletechnology.org. And there you can sign up for the newsletter. You can sign up right now for the daily feed. We're sending out a little video every day between now and the election, so people who are social media experts can become part of our click and send non-GMO revolutionary army. And we also have speaker training, and we have other ways that people can get involved with our local communities through our Tipping Point network with thousands of activists. But we also have a donation tab, and we're a nonprofit, and we can take it. You can give a donation to us to help us in our information dissemination or education efforts around the United States and around the world. And this is particularly important now to educate people in California, because the other side, Monsanto and its friends, are spending more than $1 million a day trying to say, "Oh no, you don't want GMOs labeled. That's going to cost you more money," and that's completely a lie.
It is. It is. You know, it's so easy to see through that one.
Yeah, I mean, 61 countries have labels requirements, and the foods didn't go up there. The price didn't go up there. So they have a whole series of lies designed to confuse, and it is eroding our lead in the polls. So people listening to this need to let their friends know, you know, when a biotech advocate is lying, their lips are moving. So
yes,
don't believe what they're saying about Prop 37. It is very important. It is very simple. It's not going to cost any more money. It'll give us healthier choices.
And we need Prop 37, please, in California. If you know anybody in California, talk to them about this. All right, let's go to Dan in Idaho. Dan, you're on the air with our guest today, Jeffrey Smith. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Joyce, I've followed Jeff for years. I went back to the lab in Fairfield, Iowa, where they actually do the testing for GMOs. But I had a question about tomatoes, because I can remember reading about how they were using fish genes in it, and so that they could freeze and not be damaged. And some of these tomatoes that you get in a store just taste like they got fish in them.
Yeah, well, the good news, Dan, is there's no genetically engineered tomatoes on the market. They were a failure, a marketing failure in 1997 they were taken off, which is very good news. In fact, last night I shared a panel with one of the scientists who produced that genetically modified flavor saver tomato, Belinda Martineau, and it was interesting. She came out in favor of Prop 37 and labeling, And she's one of the rare genetic engineers who are sensible and can tell, you know, can speak their truth without fear of being cut off from their funding or fired or whatever.
Wow. You know, out at our clinic here, we've got people that come in and stay for anywhere from 2 weeks to a month. And the minute they go off GMOs and they go on a raw food diet and they start doing a lot of the things that Joyce talks about, it's amazing to see the transition. A lot of times they'll be a totally different person in 2 to 4 weeks. And at the end of 4 weeks, most of them will have their degenerative diseases gone.
You know, it's interesting that you talked about, in your case, raw food, and some people will switch to organic or reduced processed foods in order to eliminate GMOs. Those introduce cofactors into determining what is it that's causing them to get better. Is it the raw food? Is it the lack of GMO? Is it the organic? Is it the lack of processed? But when we interview veterinarians and farmers who have taken cows and pigs off of GM soy and corn and switched them to non-GM soy and corn, they get better immediately along the same categories of diseases and disorders that the humans get better from. And the American Academy of Environmental Medicine evaluated the animal feeding studies with GMOs and found the same categories of diseases and disorders were afflicting the mice and rats that were fed GMOs. And these are the same categories of diseases and disorders that are on the rise in the U.S. population since GMOs were introduced.
Amazing. Hey, this is Dr. Dan Junker, by the way, if you all don't recognize his voice. Dr. Dan, thank you so much for calling in today.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Yes, go ahead.
Or make a statement. My son put his cattle out on GMO corn, and they came back just totally crazy. He put them on organic pasture, and they did clean up. Is there lasting damage from just eating for a while?
Well, you know, there's a lot of evidence showing reversal in animals that go from GM to non-GM. And there was a case study in South Africa, which I report in the movie Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives, which is, I say, free until the end of the month at geneticroulettemovie.com, online for viewing. And please send the link out to everyone you know, especially in California. A farm in South Africa, and this is typical, had problems with the health of the pigs and the cows, and they switched to non-GM corn, and the problems went away. They ran out of the non-GM corn and had to buy corn from the market, switched it back, and the animals got sick again. Mm-hmm. Then they were able to secure a permanent supply, and the animals got better. In this particular case, however, the farm workers were eating, the majority of their food was the corn grown on the farm. So they were eating maybe 70% of their caloric intake as this toxic, genetically engineered corn, and they were dramatically sick. 1 to 2 were dying each month. They had severe headaches, flu-like symptoms, and no one knew the cause. When they switched out the animal feed for the animals, all the workers got better. When they ran out of the non-GM corn, and they introduced the GM corn, the workers got sick again until they replaced it. So this was a very telling and kind of scary case study showing the correlation between the food and the problem.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan Junker, for the phone call. Dr. Junker, I appreciate that very much. You know, those tomatoes we were talking about, conventionally grown, they have all the flavor of air conditioning filters, if you ask me, unfortunately.
Well, air conditioning filters aren't bad.
Let's go to Pam in Oklahoma. Pam, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. This is a great program.
Thank you.
I have been desperate lately to get my animals, cows, chickens, and horses, predominantly off the GM stuff. I cannot find any non-GMO products around here. And I was told that wheat and oats, all the grains, now this was by a nutritionalist, a local animal nutritionalist, they would have to be GM by now. And I cannot locate things that are not. What do I do in that situation? And also, am I right to assume, and this is what I've heard, when we eat the eggs from the chickens that are just being fed regular sweet feed from the mill, which has, from what I understand, the GM corn in it, it goes through the eggs, and then we are getting GM food from that.
All right, so let's talk about, first of all, the animal feed, and then we'll talk about the eggs. There are no wheat or oats right now that are genetically engineered. So
okay.
The nutritionist was incorrect in the way that we talk about, you know, transferring genes between species. Now, oats and barley and some of these things are sprayed with Roundup before they harvest to dry down the crop, so they may end up with high levels of Roundup, which is dangerous. For horses, you get a lot of sugar beet pulp in the feed as well. The sugar beet pulp has high amounts of Roundup because it's Roundup ready. I would totally avoid that if I were you. So you do have to look around, and if you contact others, let them know about the dangers. Maybe you can do some collective buying.
Okay, we got a three-minute break. We'll be right back. Final segment coming up. We got another 3 minutes with our guest today. I tell you, this has been awesome. Jeffrey Smith. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We've had other people on talk about the research on selenium dealing with cancer, that it actually lowers the risk of death by cancer almost 50%. There was a big lawsuit in, I think, America about that, which they actually won, that they were able to put that on the bottle. Selenium has far-reaching properties I never even knew about.
Selenium does, yeah. It sure does. Usually you're going to find selenium at around 200 micrograms per serving. It is kind of controversial sometimes. I think you can go up to 600 micrograms daily. What I would do would be to do 200 micrograms in the morning, 200 micrograms in the afternoon, and then another 200 micrograms maybe later in the afternoon.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You're listening to a special encore of The Power Hour.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us. We're talking to Jeffrey Smith today. He is certainly doing the next right and honorable thing. Prop 37 in California, please vote for that. We need to know what we're eating. That just seems like a definite, I mean, not even a question. We need to know what we're eating. Let me go to Albert in Missouri. Albert in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Jeffrey Smith.
Yes, the Roundup. I live in an area where they use up the Roundup and the just corn and soybeans, and it's done a very good job of wiping out all the terrapins, that is box turtles that used to be all over the place out here. It's done a good job of wiping those out. And my question is, are not the weeds already developing resistance to Roundup, so they have to keep changing the formula?
Oh, yeah. What happens is, just like antibiotic resistance, you overuse the weed killer, and the weeds outsmart Monsanto. There's about 20 million acres infested with Roundup-resistant weeds, and so they end up dumping more and more Roundup. It's usually higher concentrations of Roundup, so we end up with an increase of 25% per year, and we already have an increase of over 500 million pounds of herbicides because of these herbicide-tolerant crops in the first 16 years. Now the industry wants to introduce Agent Orange crops. They're designed to tolerate spraying of 2,4-D, which is half of the component of the defoliant used in Vietnam, which was linked to birth defects and cancer. So the dioxin that's found in the 2,4-D could be drenching our environment and our food supply if that gets approved. So we know that the increase in the use of these herbicides results in the superweeds, and now it's also resulting in super bugs that are resistant to the DT toxin that's created in Monsanto's corn. So it's a disaster unfolding, and it's now resulting in a very, very big toxic soup, which is in the air, in the water, in the what we eat and breathe.
Unbelievable. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Gary in Kansas City. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Jeffrey Smith.
Yeah, nice to talk to you guys. Anyway, I had something happen a couple weeks ago. I bought a product that was non-GMO verified, but I found out it wasn't organic. So that was a double whammy. And then, you know, Whole Foods is having GMO stuff get into their store. And also, by the way, Purina, 2 years ago, since you were talking about it, the guys that formulate that stuff in St. Louis, that area, they said, oh, don't worry about that GMO stuff. I said, I'm worrying about it because my horses, I don't want to give them junk. But the other quick thing, I called Kellogg's, I called Campbell Soups, and I asked them this question. Do you have any non-GMO products and organic? They could not have one for me to, you know, to buy from those two companies. But anyway, I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, well, you mentioned that non-GMO Project Verified. It doesn't have to be organic in order to be non-GMO Project Verified. The non-GMO Project Verified has its own standard. And unlike organics, it does actually require that the if there's any at-risk ingredients used, like soy or corn, it has to be tested. So if you find a product that's organic and also third-party verified by the non-GMO Project, that's even a higher standard than organic alone, because although organic is not allowed to intentionally use GMOs, there's no testing required, but the non-GMO Project does require testing. But in both cases, you should know that it doesn't guarantee 100% GMO-free because the pollen doesn't read the signs. It's some contamination might occur.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey Smith, for joining us today. Amazing program. The books are at the Power Mall, the DVD. Sorry we didn't get to Ralph in Michigan. I do apologize. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jeffrey. Thank you for your passion and what you're doing for all of us.
Thank you.
You have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to tell you that Russell Means has died. The news has just come out, and I want to thank those that contacted me, Linda and Jonah. Thank you very much for the information. You all have a blessed day. We will see you tomorrow. Yeah, bless you all. Sign up for the email blast. You'll get all the links that we talked about in this program today, thanks to Catherine. We'll see you tomorrow. Dr. Wallach will join us and John Willard talking about Willard's Water. Have a blessed day. We love you at the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.